Well, Judd Heathcote was Tom Izzo before Tom Izzo. You know, you look at his legacy. The numbers really speak for themselves. I mean, you know, and Judd is a guy who's constantly brought up, you know, by Tom Izzo, because Tom Izzo got his start because of Judd Heathcote. I mean, Heathcote won 3 Big Ten titles. He appeared in 9 NCAA tournaments during his 19-year career while at Michigan State. He got his start in as a college head coach, actually, back in 1971 in Montana. He spent 5 seasons there. And if you look at his teams in the NCAA tournament, I mean, heck, I mean, his teams made a combined 10 NCAA tournament appearances, including the Spartan squad, led by one of the greatest basketball players of all time in Irvin Magic Johnson, and, of course, won the entire enchilada, the 1979 national championship. And, you know, it was some really heartfelt words that were put out by Magic Johnson at the wee hours of about 2 a.m. this morning. But you know, without, and I think Izzo put it very well in his statement that was released to the press upon learning of the news last night, Reg, when Izzo came out and expressed how much he's missed his basketball career, how he would not be at Michigan State if it wasn't for Judd Heathcote being in his corner and putting him on the pedestal to be the guy to take over the program once Judd decided to step down and leave. But, you know, Judd brought this school in Michigan State its first national championship, and that set the tone for any other coach and player that came after him. Judd was known for being a crazy man on the sideline. He was in your face. He was very emotional, throwing the ball on the court and screaming at you, getting in your face, trying to motivate you, much like Tom Izzo. You know, people look at Tom Izzo today and wonder, oh, my gosh, who is this guy? Well, Tom got a lot of that coaching style from Judd Heathcote. What's always amazed me about Judd and Tom is that, you know, they can coach you very stern, and they can get in your face when you do something wrong. However, it's all love at the end of the day. They know how to find that balance between, you know, the classic saying of tough love. You know, tough love is not easy love at the end of the day. However, it's one that is a genuine connection. And Judd, he had that. I mean, obviously, when you look at all of the tributes that have come out throughout the day from some of his former players, and actually, Reg, right now I do have at least one former player of his confirmed for 1:15 p.m. on WKAR's current sports radio, that being Carlton Valentine, who played under Judd Heathcote, was recruited by Judd. We all know that Carlton's son Denzel, who's now in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls, Carlton's son Denzel played under Tom Izzo. But, you know, I looked at a text this morning from Carlton. He said, hey, Al, I'm very sad right now today to hear the passing of my coach, and I would love to come on and talk about his legacy. So that'll kind of give our current sports listeners something to really look forward to as we plan on tributing Judd the entire hour, Reg. I've been scrambling to make calls since last night. We hope to also have Greg Kelser, who was a teammate of course, Magic Johnson's on that 1979 national championship team. Haven't gotten confirmation from him yet, but I'm working on it.